Well, hello everyone. This is Dale York, Just Fish Outdoors. Welcome to another podcast. This week we got a pretty good podcast for you. We're going to talk about some of the helpful tips and techniques I use for helping you find and locate and catch those hot summertime bass. And boy, I tell you, you know, it's just been a killer around here in Northeast Oklahoma. The temperatures have just been astronomical. You know, it's that time of year again, folks, and temperatures are just almost unbearable. Here around my area in Northeast Oklahoma, we've been in or near the century mark for most of July and almost all of August. You know, and it's that time of year when elevated temperature conditions can really adversely affect bass fishing. Let me throw out some of my tips for summer bass fishing that hopefully will help you catch more bass during these dog days of summer. The number one thing we'll talk about on the list is retrieve speed for summertime bass. You know, bass can become wary and picky when the water heats up. One of the things I do is I experiment with different lures and different retrieve speeds. When summer temperatures heat up, I've often noticed that bass resist the temptation to eat when the bait stays too long in the strike zone. So one of the things you can do is you can speed that bait up. You know, when bass are not super motivated to eat, slowly working your bait may be counterproductive. You may have to trick that bass into striking. And one of the ways to do that is to increase that retrieve speed. You know, during the dog days of summer, I often find success by fishing for reaction strikes. And so crank up that retrieve speed, and that may be one of the keys that'll help you catch a few more fish this summer when you're out. Going to number two is, you know, you may have to go deep for offshore bass during the summer months. When the hot weather hits, it's no secret that some fish head for the deep. They position themselves on cover, preferably cover close to deep water structure. Now, folks, that's one of the keys when you're looking for these fish when those elevated water temperatures is cover close to deep water. Things like offshore humps, ledges, and points are prime candidates for fish holding structure when the water temperatures are high. I'll use my CMAP reveal card in my Lowrance Pro unit to identify key offshore areas at the house sometimes. In my Easy Chair, once I've located those areas, I'll drop a waypoint on that spot, and once I get to the lake, I'll further investigate that waypoint. I will idle over those waypoints I've marked at home in hopes of marking fish on my Lowrance Pro 16. Once I've located the fish, I head to the bow, drop my Ghost trolling motor in water, and use my Lowrance Pro and trolling motor to narrow my search and start fishing. If fish are tight to brush, rock pile, or other noticeable cover, I'll focus my efforts on those areas with something that will elicit a reaction strike first, like a fast-moving crankbait, a heavy spinnerbait, something of that nature. After several casts and several attempts with the crankbait, if I've had no success, I'll slow down and fish that area with a slower presentation, like a drop shot rig or a football jig. Now I'm looking to entice the bass to eat rather than working on them for that reaction strike. Throwing something like a flutter spoon merges the reaction bite and a hunger bite approach. Spoons can be a very highly effective lure for fishing deep drop-off spots for locating and catching summertime bass. One of the other tips we'll talk about, number three, going to topwaters. You know, many anglers neglect topwater lures when the weather starts to heat up, thinking that bass simply aren't interested in topwaters, or that may not be the right choice or right presentation. In my experience, that's simply not the case. I've had some of my best days on the water fishing topwaters, and boy, it can really, really be an exciting thing exciting presentation to use. So let's don't forget that topwater bite when you're out there on the water. Even when that water temperature, you know, was in the mid to high 80s, it can be a really, really exciting and productive technique to find those fish and catch them. I like poppers and prop baits. They're my go-to for midday hot weather action. You know, tie one on, folks. You might be surprised that that will really help you catch more fish in that time of year. We'll go the next one on my list, and the next one is fishing high percentage areas. You know, one of the things I have to do is I have to remind myself to fish those high percentage areas. Sometimes when I'm on the water, I'll outthink myself. Actually, it can be counterproductive sometimes. When I'm on the water, summertime, hot water, and higher sun, needless to say, pushes bass to spots that are protected from the heat via some sort of cooler environment. It may be shade, it may be cooler temperatures, it may be running water or current. There's several things that can elicit this. The following provides structure and cover at our high percentage spot. When you're on the water looking for these high percentage spots, look for things like lily pads. You know, they produce some shade under them. Look for docks. That's another high percentage area. Vegetation can be very effective as well. Log laydowns, ledges, deep water structure. You know, that can be a myriad of different things under the deep water structure. It can be a tight bend in the creek, can be a stump row along the edge of the creek channel. It can be a sharp drop. And, you know, once again, folks, that deep water structure can really have an effect on whether they're pulling water in your particular lake that you're fishing, whether there's current in it or lack of current. That can sometimes position those fish. So keep that in mind. Overhanging trees is always a good bet. It provides shade and even some cases provide an area of forage for those fish with things falling out of the trees like insects and lizards and other things. You know, bass tend to migrate to the most comfortable holding spots they can find during intense heat situations. So your odds can be increased by fishing those areas. You know, in some cases, slow down, throw multiple different baits, and fish with the odds by focusing on those high percentage areas. You know, if you pull up to a fallen tree or a stump or a big, huge rock, don't just throw one time at it. You know, throw several times, make several casts. Make several casts sometimes with multiple presentations or multiple lures. You may have to coax that fish into biting. So, you know, when you find that spot that makes the hair on the back of your neck kind of stand up a little bit, you know, really work that spot over. Spend some time on it. It may be the difference between you producing a good fish and not getting a bite. Of course, the next thing we'll talk about is the best time of day. Choosing your fishing time wisely can pay off big time for summer bass. Of course, mornings are one of my favorite times to fish, and I try to beat the heat and high sun and hot summer temperatures. Fish are more active generally and feed more aggressively at those low light and, you know, just sun up conditions. Getting out on the water at sunrise can keep your cool while you reap the rewards of a good bite. You know, the fish are really active that time of day. The morning is the most likely time to see schooling fish. So always, folks, keep something. If you're going to be on the water in the morning or late evening, keep something in your boat tied onto one of your rods that is a schooling type presentation. You know, things like a fluke, things like topwater, things like a ripping minnow. Moving baits or fast moving baits for the morning bite can be key to targeting those active fish. Many times they're moving very fast. They're actively feeding for an hour or two that morning, and then they're pretty much going to be neutral the rest of the day. You know, midday, on the other hand, can get tricky when it comes to summertime fishing. Fish can retreat to deep water or thick cover. The best tactics for a midday or an afternoon bite usually involve targeting areas where a bass like to hole up. You know, under boat docks, things of that nature. Also, the strike zone tends to be reduced in size. Many times when you're targeting one of those high percentage areas in the middle of the day, you almost have to hit them on the head to trigger a strike. That strike zone can be that small. Flipping a creature bait, worms, or jigs at specific targets can be a great way to make multiple presentations to high percentage areas, as we talked about earlier. Instead of breezing through an area quickly, it usually is more productive to slow down and surgically pick those areas apart, folks, especially when it's past that prime time in the morning or it's not quite that prime time in the late afternoon or evening. As the evening time approaches and the sun begins to get much lower in the sky, those fish will tend to become more aggressive again. The evening bite can almost be identical to the sunup bite as far as fast-moving fish, you know, using fast-moving lures, things of that nature, because the fish get real active for that last hour or so of daylight. Fast-moving baits, once again, can be very productive, so choose a bait or lure that can cover a lot of water quickly for best results. Some of my favorites are like a quarter to a half-ounce buzz bait, a rattle trap, a shallow crank bait, a jerk bait, things of that nature that you can cover a lot of water with quickly tend to produce more fish during that particular time. Now, one of the other things we'll talk about is really paying attention to any subtle weather changes that you may see while you're on the water at that particular time period. You know, subtle weather changes, we know summer brings more sun, longer days, higher temperatures, and elevated water temperatures. However, sometimes each day may have a smaller weather change which we really need to pay attention to, folks. If you're on the water and clouds and cooler temperatures move in, those fish producing patterns will change dramatically. Bass may start to pop up, chasing bait, schooling. If this happens, you'll need to change your presentation and approach immediately and adapt to those changing conditions. You know, one of the things would be try switching to a faster moving bait, paying attention to subtle daily weather changes, and you'll be able to take advantage to exceptional fish producing days on the water. One of the other things we'll talk about, folks, and this is really important. You really, really need to have in your arsenal multiple presentations for summertime bass fishing. A bass's appetite can suffer when exposed to extreme water temperatures. And since a bass's appetite may be suppressed during hotter weather, find a piece of cover or an area you believe should produce a fish. And like we talked about earlier, don't give up on it. You know, make multiple presentations from different angles to that spot in order to, you almost have to agitate that fish and get that fish to bite. And this can work sometimes when those bass are really negative. Another thing that I use a lot, folks, is I downsize my bait when I'm summer bass fishing. When it gets tough out there, in those tough summertime conditions, choosing a bait with a smaller profile can be key. Summer bass fishing can be prime time for going with smaller, finesse-sized baits to entice sluggish fish to bite. Rig up your spinning reel, put a wacky rig, a drop shot, or a smaller weightless worm, and work it extra slow. I've occasionally had to let soft plastic sit for a minute or two before seeing any response on super hot days. So it's almost like you move it and just sit there and hold it a second or two, or 5 or 10 or 15 before you move it again. You know, don't be afraid to experiment with smaller baits, especially if you think that they'll only produce smaller fish. And folks, during the hot summertime, that's just not the case. When it comes to fishing for bass in hot weather, bass still need to eat, but they may not have the attitude that day to get up and chase bigger prey. And sometimes teasing them with smaller baits can be the trick. So try that pattern the next time you're faced with very hot weather situations. Another tip that I'll throw out with you that sometimes is almost counterproductive sometimes is going shallow for summer bass. You know, it's well known by many experienced anglers that bass tend to head to deep water when the water temperature rises. However, overlooking a shallow water pattern can be a costly mistake. Shallow water bass are there for one reason, and that's to feed, folks. Finding bass up shallow means you'll likely find those fish more aggressive, and they're looking for forage. Working the shallows for summer bass is a great way to find bass that are willing and ready to eat. Summer's a great time to look for perch brim beds up shallow as well. Find a perch brim bed and you'll also find bass. Once you've located the beds, work the bed using a topwater popper or a fluke to grab the attention of bass nearby. One of the best shallow water patterns is working close to a deep holding area. Fish vertically migrate up shallow off their deeper holding spots for one reason, and that's to eat. So if you're fishing a shallow pattern, focus on shallow areas related close to deep structure for high percentage results. Well, that'll about do it for this week's show, folks, for this version of Just Fish Outdoors. I hope I've provided some helpful tips for locating and catching bass during those dog days of summer. As always, if you have a question or subject that you would like us to provide more information on, feel free to drop us a line at justfishoutdoors@justfish.com. Or you can reach us at our Facebook page on Instagram, Just Fish Outdoors. Folks, as always, thanks for joining us this week. This is Dale York for Just Fish Outdoors saying, we'll catch you later.